Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There are two things that happened. My brother came to visit for my bachelor party, and I'm always amazed when I don't see someone in my family for a long time to compare our normals. So, like, he walks into my house and does some things, and I'm like, where'd you get that from? That's not normal. And then I do some things, and he's like, that's not normal. So I wanted you all to decide who's right in terms of living in a normal world. Two things that he was slightly offended by that I made decisions over. Okay. And you tell me if I'm right or wrong in both situations. The first, I know I'm right in. I know that no one else in the world does this. He's like, okay, you know, I'd like to shower. Long trip, on the plane, blah, blah, blah. I said, sure, go right ahead. Well, he comes moseying down the hallway with a towel and his clothes, and he starts walking towards my bedroom. Now, in my house, when you walk in the front door, there's a guest room on the left. And then, actually, now that I think about it, we only have one extra guest room because Oliver took the other one. So the guest room is right there on the left. My room is down the hall to the right. So when he walks out of his room with the towel and clothes and starts walking towards my side of the house where I sleep, I'm like, what are you doing? And he looks at me with straight shock. And he's like, I'm getting ready to go take a shower. And I was like, yeah, but where are you going? And he's like, I'm using your shower. And I was like, why would you do that? He goes, are you crazy? It's the nicer bathroom. And when I have people come stay at my house in Maryland, when they come over, I tell them, go take a shower in my bathroom because it's the nicer one. And I said, no, that doesn't happen here. And that doesn't happen in life. No one. Maybe my 85-year-old father I would let do that, but I don't have him take a shower in my bathroom. My brother and my friend who flew into town, people have this freedom of walking into your bedrooms and bathrooms. Like, and I don't understand it. Was some type of social code passed and I was out on vacation where you can just walk into the room? When I walk into your house, even RJ or Troy, I'm walking in the main living room and I'm sitting there. Unless you guide me to another room in the house. The only other room I need to know, where's the bathroom? I'm not walking up your steps. I'm not walking into your bedroom. I'm not going through your closets. And I'm certainly damn sure not using your shower, even if I crash over there. And I said, I didn't get a special shower gauge. There's not better pressure. You're watching too much TV. You're watching too much Kramer and Seinfeld. I don't have a better shower head in my bedroom than you do in yours. Get your butt turned around and go take a shower in the guest bathroom where you are a guest in this house. You're not the master bedroom person. We're the master bedroom people. Get out of my bathroom.
You're not wrong. You are absolutely right. The only person that takes a shower in your bathroom is you, your girl, maybe your kids. If you don't live in the house. Well, my parents had their post storm water issue. They didn't have water for like 2 weeks. And they had to come over to take showers at my house, which they didn't do as often as I would have liked because they stunk. They used the front bathroom. They didn't go in the back. This is my parents. They didn't go in the back bathroom. Okay, my dad knows the rule. There's only one wiener allowed in my bathroom, and that's mine.
What?
Okay, that's it. Only one allowed there. My kids, I'll let it slide. But that's it. Nobody back there but me. You don't know what somebody has in their bedroom. You know, somebody may leave some stuff around, laying around. You don't need to see. You have no idea what's going on back there. That is, as the fan text said, this is psychopath behavior on the part of your brother. That's what that is.
I wouldn't expect you guys, if you come to my house in The Rock, to go to my bedroom, into my bathroom. Because you go to my bedroom, I don't want you guys messing with our bed or dresser or the swing in the corner. I don't want you messing with anything. But what your brother's doing right now, you know what he is? He's lazy. Not lazy to use your bathroom, but he is one of those people that insists on using the master because you don't want someone using the guest shower. Why? Because you have to clean it. And you have to wash that shower after you're done. So yeah, you always use the master bedroom because you don't want to clean the other one.
And then the other thing is, and you know, only RJ can speak to the state that we were in yesterday after bachelor party Saturday. When it was time for him to go catch his flight, I said, "Your car's here." And he starts walking to my garage. And now I picked him up from the airport.
Okay.
All right. When I'm not working, I'll go pick you up. When I'm working and napping and busy, like I'll pick my parents up. Sometimes I'll get them an Uber because I don't trust them with the technology. And he starts walking to my garage. And I said, no, your car's here outside. And he was so hurt. He was so disappointed and hurt that I called an Uber. I said, I cannot drive in this state. I still have alcohol running through my system. I'm too lazy. All I want to do is eat. I might have to have another drink to get the hair of the dog or whatever they call it. So he was offended by that one as well. Sending and paying. I paid, but send him in the Uber back to DFW and out of here.
I can probably side with your brother on this one. Now, listen, I'm the official airport guy. My buddy Chris, he's like, "Can you take me to the airport?" Yeah, sure. And then while I'm about to exit DFW, he's like, "Oh, no, it's love." It's like an extra 20 minutes for me to drive down. Like, he does this every time. And it's just like, that's what he's the reason I don't like to fly Southwest.
Yeah.
Him alone, because I don't want to drive an extra 20 minutes.
And knowing how the security is at Love Field, if you drop him off, you better just go in a slow road. Don't stop.
Oh, yeah.
Or you'll get yelled at.
Don't stop. You get sniped. Do you know who I hate? This is a whole other segment. I hate you airport pickup people. And you people who act like Uber is deactivated on your phone. Some people won't take their flights unless they get a friend to drop them off. Or they don't want to land if they don't have someone pick them up. Like, you're incapable of ordering an Uber or Lyft from the airport. It's driving me crazy. Like, the number of transportation that people get when they can't get picked up is just like, it's blowing my mind that they don't want to do it. No Uber, no Lyft. I got to get picked up. I got to inconvenience you, and they take the time out of your day to come make me feel special. I'm tired of it.
I'm giving you my company. The least you could do is give me the
ride. I don't want to talk. I just got off the flight. No conversation. And by the way, you Uber and Lyft drivers, when we pick preference of no conversation, that doesn't mean no radio. You shut up. Turn up the radio. I don't want dead silence in the car. Uber has messed this up. Preference, quiet. No, you be quiet. You're not a talk show host. We're the professional talk show host. Just play the radio, give me some music, and hush it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.